he says.
You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM.
On the South Side, I've been hanging out down here, living, working, since probably around 1988, and would come down here occasionally to hear some music in the mid-80s when I turned 21, and so I feel like I've been down here in one way or another for some time and have seen the whole thing change down here artistically, the way people have come and gone. And how it's always interesting to me how when you just think that when a batch of artists that are kind of doing their thing, like at that moment, and they either move on or they do something else, that there's always seems to be the next layer there ready to, that we're feeding off of what came before it, and have this ability to come in and, you know, fill in those cracks again, maybe at a lesser level or maybe at a higher level. And that's one thing that I've realized down here, and being part of the Club Cafe, you know, I feel like, you know, we're a part of that, that idea of the South Side or what it means from an artistic standpoint. And, you know, we participate as much as we can because obviously when you're running a business, there's economic concerns, and we can't do it just for the sake of art. We have to feel that we're participating in a smart, at a level of from business, but at the same time embracing those new, fresh ideas. Because if we don't do that, then we're dead in the water. So, you know, just as a thumbnail sketch, that's kind of what I participate in here, and. When I'm not here at the club, I'm always taking a walk through the nooks and the alleys and those things that always, those looking through those courtyards, always looking in the human condition of the South Side. You can always get those little views and, you know, what's bubbling on, you know, coming up in the surface. You can look into the guts of it through those little alleyways, and so, but you know, also hitting the other venues down here, there's still diversity that occurs, but I think the mainstay of it down here is something, dare I say, at a trying to be at a higher level. I think everyone's kind of striving for that, the thing that you just might not get in the suburbs, or maybe even in any other part of the city, and sometimes, you know, people are throwing things against the wall to see what sticks. Well, you know, I was having a conversation last night at another location at D's, and you know, having one of my Sunday hangs that I've been, you know, that I do occasionally, and you never know who you might see. And as it turns out, even over all the years, when, you know, there are times now where I would say walk in there and not know anyone, but there was a time when you knew everyone. When there was, so I was sitting and we were chatting, and the right combination of people came in. We had a little Algonquin, and we were talking about the fact that. I lost my train of thought here.
Dave Z.
Well, I was talking to Dave Z about, you know, where people do it for the sake of art, and sometimes that falls short, and maybe just doing it because it might be that's what they're going through at that moment in time. But then you and I spoke, it's like, well, we're there.
Take it to the people,
but and make your mistakes. I mean, that's, you know, learn. And I think that's what a lot of people do down here. They're not afraid to go through that learning process. You know, it's right there. And you know, and very rarely do you see people, you know, when someone's making the effort, I think it's well received down here. You know, I mean, people might sit around and maybe critique each other and say, hey, well, this is, you might want to go this direction, or you might, you know, want to do this, say this less or more. And that's where the community, I think, lies within this, the South Side artistically, where people can come together and say, well, you know, what do you think about what I did the other night? What do you think about my performance? What do you think about my show? What do you think about my reading? What do you think about my film? You know, and there's some really good positive give and take. And I don't think, you know, I mean, there's nurturing here within the community, but I think it's also saying, hey, listen, it just doesn't have to stay on the South Side. This thing can go and find its way where it might have to go beyond here and into the reaches of, you know, what other genre of art or music that exactly. that it can go to. And I think people do have, you know, their eye on that. You know, and that's what, or a lot of them. I'm not saying everyone does, but it's a nice place for someone to come and take that chance
right.
and to see what they're all about within a true community.
Right.
You know, I mean, this could be, you know, the testing ground before, you know, Greenwich Village for people or,
yeah.
you know, Austin or you know, L.A. Or what we would, you know, be the optimum scenario would be that, you know, they come back, it goes out, and then they feel that this is where the thing, you know, kind of took hold.
Like Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, it has that, you know, has a real feel to it. I mean, that's why so many, you know, they shot so many movies down here, and, you know, it has that ability to, you know. And I think that's why a lot of people like, you know, I've been in this Bedford Square for 12 years, you know, working. And the things I've seen in this square, you know, the people, the, you know, the bizarreness of a Saturday at 2 a.m., whether, you know, it's a combination of suburbanites or artists or, you know, just kind of,
both of those things,
both of those things mutating at some point, but it never, you know, it never has lost its luster in some way. And I keep looking around. I keep looking at the gargoyles or those things that are on some of the like on the Market House or that big bull, and you know, looking, waiting sometimes for it to lose something for me, but it hasn't. You know, and I've probably given it an opportunity to, and it always has this ability to feel fresh down here and organic, and it comes up to you and takes you in when you least expect it. You know, and it's like, wow, this is still, you know, something. And I don't know if people get that feeling elsewhere. You know, I mean, home is home and that kind of thing, but. You know, just the way that this thing has its way of maintaining a newness, you know, in buildings that are hundreds of years old and streets that are that way. You know, people come to the South Side and bring their own, you know, stories and life to it. That's what I get off on, you know. So.